Joe Smith time at WGCL. Heck, it's Chuck Crabb time, too. Good morning, Chuck. How are
good
you?
Good morning.
Big show Friday. Let's just lay it on here. Smitty, good morning.
Morning, Glass. Morning, Double C.
Hello, Joseph.
What time is the old TSA check-in this morning, Joe?
12:30 or so.
Yeah, right along in there. They want to get out to the airport about 1:15 and get to Happy Valley because it's homecoming at University Park, and the parade goes right past the Ramada Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the beautiful Ramada.
Yeah, you've been there many times.
The only place we've been down for years.
The official hotel.
PSU.
Of,
well, I hope PSU. You break that jinx as well.
You will. And I've got a good feeling about that if everybody's healthy enough. And even if they're not, Joe, I think it's. I think this team is coming together at a very nice time.
Yeah.
And we hope to see what we saw against Ohio State in the effort and preparation and effort and effort department. But before we get to Saturday, there's always Friday. And speaking of big games, Chuck and I were talking about that. The 80th meeting, Joe, that blew me away when I saw that on the calendar. The 80th meeting of cats and dogs, this time in Columbus. Two different classes, Joe, but not much different class on the football field.
No.
High class in both areas.
Well, as Coach Mo was saying here on the airwaves Thursday, we're 7-0, and we have an opportunity out in front of us. Well, that opportunity is the next step tonight to clinch at least a share of its second straight Conference Indiana title. Number 8 to 6A Columbus North, seniors night at Max Andrews Field tonight in Columbus. Gabe Johnson's defense has allowed only 6 touchdowns all year, the first 7 wins of the campaign, and that unit will be out to stop the Bulldogs' run game featuring running back Mitchell Burton, 18 touchdowns, nearly 1,400 yards rushing in the Bulldogs' 6-1 season to date. The Panther run defense has been excellent this season. Heck, it's pass defense excellent. South has swiped 10 passes this year and will take in a plus 11 in turnover ratio into this one tonight, as the Panthers have its own little rushing duo dialed in at the right time of year, Christian Paycheck and also Marquise Holt, who have combined for nearly 1,000 yards between them and 11 touchdowns. Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Coach Mo, John Callahan, Dave Novak describe the action starting at 7. Kickoff will be at 7:30 at Martin Memorial on the north side for seniors night. 16 Cougs of Scott Bless playing their final regular season game. One of them, free safety Henry Street, is back from an injury that kept him from the Franklin Central game, and also back is Malik Stump, who will back up Ben Freel at quarterback in as the Cougars look to end a 5-game tailspin. It won't be all that easy, of course, as Southport comes in 5-2 with a healthy quarterback and senior veteran Luke Johnson back from an ailing back. Cougars will be, well, looking for some ball control tonight with a veteran senior of their own in Cam Morgan, and a defense that's going to have to tighten things, both run and pass, against the Falcons a little bit later tonight. Edgewood and Cascade match 3-4 records over in Clayton as Jerry Bland's Mustangs looks for its second straight. Both clubs are 2-2 in the WIC East, so the winner gets third ahead of next week's WIC crossover game, which Edgewood would host. Cascade has dropped its last two. Kickoff tonight at Cascade, 7 o'clock. Week 8 finds Owen Valley. They should lock up the East Division. They play at Brown County tonight. And a big one over in Eastern Heights is a couple of 6-1 clubs. Linton and the Eastern T-Birds have at it. Eastern looking for its first ever win over the Miners. Well, certainly work to be done and titles to win on 4 fronts this weekend. Ken Heidinger's 8th ranked North Tennis Cougs off its first win, regional championship in 29 years. They'll face the Jasper Wildcats in Jasper at noon tomorrow. North beat Jasper and won the Jasper invite earlier this fall. They come into this one 19-1 after beating defending regional champ Columbus North on Wednesday. First ever semi-state. Well, that'll hand them a first ever state finals berth next week in Indianapolis. It's North and South. Girls sectional finale Saturday night at 7. The Cougs of Tony Starks, the host for this rematch after blanking B&L 2-0 Thursday night. Ian Rickerby's two-time sectional Queens go after the three-peat against North after eliminating Edgewood 2-0 in Thursday's other semifinal. North scored both of its goals in the opening half. Compliments of Kylie Henderson and Grace Ciccone. South's Audrey Kadig scored once in each half for the Panthers as the Purple and White positioned themselves for a third straight sectional title. Jordan Howell of Edgewood, by the way, knocked 16 other shots away in goal, but Mike Hawkins' Mustangs couldn't get a shot themselves on goal as its season came to an end. Kevin Sparks, 13th-ranked South Panther Booters, looks for its fourth sectional title consecutively. They'll play Saturday at 2 down at BNL against the Stars, a team they defeated earlier in the fall. Eugene Kim, South Volleyballers, out to defend its Conference Indiana Championship Saturday at Terre Haute South, playing Franklin Central at 11:30. Klaus Hagen's North Cougars are paired with Perry Meridian in the other 11:30 semi, so the best-case scenario, both city schools clashing for the CI crown at 2:30 on Saturday. Last night, both teams lost regular season finale, South in five sets down in Seymour. The Cougars were swept in three at fifth-ranked Center Grove. South enters the Conference Indiana Championship 16-8. North is 17-9. The state tourney draw, by the way, comes out on Monday. By the way, Edgewood lost Thursday night in three. They were playing at home. Sullivan, the winner there. By the way, the best out to Lighthouse Christian, an ICST regional title to play for Saturday. Lighthouse is paired with Madison Christian in the in one regional semi. The Lions have won 20 straight, and a regional crown puts them in the ICST Final Four. Cross-country sectional title run, it's tomorrow for North, South, and Edgewood. They'll compete at B&L on Saturday as things will start at 10:30. By the way, the football draw will be out for the sectional, the state tournament, on Sunday evening. And Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, week number 8. Scores and details across the state tonight at 10 after the Panther-Bulldog game from Columbus for a share of Conference Indiana.
Busy, busy, busy as always, Joe, and that makes for a busy, busy Monday morning as well. Before we get there, heck, we'll have to get ready for all things Hoosiers coming back at 8:45. Good job, Colts, on the airwaves last night. 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck leading them to a 27-20 victory. Second game in a row for no turnovers in any of that. Houston beats Kansas City. Texas beats Toronto. Every single road team in baseball has won.
4-0.
4-0.
Bodes well for the Cubs and Mets, huh?
We'll see. They go tonight. So. There's a big day today. I think there might be a quadruple header today. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, there is.
Get you caught up on all the baseball. All right, Joe, great job as always, and we'll hear you coming up next hour.
Be here. See you then.
Joe Smith, Friday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. Oh, there we go. That's nice. That's nice. Dave Pillar's here. Jim Inman is wandering the halls. He'll be back in a moment. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
He's out getting another donut, probably.
Well, you can't blame the guy, can you? I'll never knock the guy for bringing donuts. I'm swelling up before us.
Yeah.
So the donut sweats. Now a common theme on the morning program, at least here on vacation week as well. Speaking of vacations, you get a little mini vacation there to the hills of central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, a working vacation.
It is, and hopefully the Hoosiers working on a historic program win. And, Joe, from what I've seen the first five games, I don't think it's far-fetched at all, even if the next crew's got to go. We'll see how those injuries come game time tomorrow on ESPN. They've changed it to ESPN, noon tomorrow. But the Hoosiers looking to do something that the program has never done and get one step closer to a place we want the program to be, one step closer to a bowl game.
Well, Indiana and Penn State collide as two teams really hard to predict at this juncture. The Hoosiers 4-1, five games have been decided by less than 7 points. After a 17-point thumping to the hands of the Temple Owls to start the year, here are the Nittany Lions. They've rattled off four consecutive wins at home. For the first time since 08, Penn State's defense, comparable to Ohio State's in track record, is allowing just 284 yards per game and less than 16 points. But offensively, a team that hasn't discovered an offensive identity yet. And by Saturday's end, one of two programs will have earned a fifth win, and you know who I'm rooting for. Game time decisions on the availability of Nate Sudfeld and Jordan Howard. The Hoosiers certainly have refocused efforts this week in practice as Indiana will be tested to handle failure for the first time this season. You know, the old motto, next one, next day, move on. Well, it's the move on that's really lacked consistency through the year, something that will gauge just how good this season can be for Indiana. Injuries have kind of quieted the Nittany Lions offense in a total of 9 Big Ten games under James Franklin. BSU has scored more than 2 offensive touchdowns in a single game just once. Its defensive line, though, is something else. 21 recorded sacks, ranking them number 2 nationally. The Hoosier O-line has allowed only 3 through its first 5. So here we are nearing the midway mark in the season. Indiana has hit a critical stage in its schedule. The Hoosiers have laid a foundation for success here in 2015, but they can't complete a winning season without finishing out Big Ten games like this one tomorrow. As Coach Kevin was saying, right now is when you start accomplishing and showing, but have you grown? Saturday will be a good time to start the separation process, ESPN at noon. Indiana women's volleyball, its rematch with PU Saturday night in West Lafayette at 8 o'clock after Indiana lost the Monon Spike in 3 to the Boilers on Wednesday night. Purdue is 5-0 in the Big Ten, so we'll see if the Hoosiers can bounce back on the hardwood. The Indiana women were shut out in soccer last night at number 23 Rutgers. They have a tough Eastern swing unfolding upon them. They lost 2-0 last night in Piscataway. The Hoosiers now travel into State College on Sunday to take on 11th-ranked Penn State, looking for its first win in the Big Ten. The IU men, Todd Yeagley's Booters, hey, they're on a roll, scoring a lot of goals and, well, winning a lot of games, and they'll be back into the Big Ten hosting Ohio State Saturday night on the Yeagley pitch at Armstrong at 7:30. Last time a Hoosier field hockey crew played number 1 in the country was 12 years ago. Amanda Janney's crew will welcome in unbeaten and top-ranked Syracuse Sunday at noon out at the complex. The Hoosiers will also try for a 3-1 getaway in the Big Ten with a road win at Michigan State. Later today, MSU is only 1-3 in league play. Mike Mayer's golfers, they'll host a Crooked Stick invite over the weekend up at Carmel. That's a course that sets up well for them and scoring. Big Ten singles and doubles tournament for the Hoosier Netters. The fellows will be out in Iowa City. Fred Glass announced the induction class November 6 for the 34th Indiana Athletics Hall of Fame. Tom Abernathy, Bobby Wilkerson, a couple of mainstays on that unbeaten national championship squad of Bob Knights back in 76 will be going in, along with the longtime coach in golf, Sam Carmichael, Adrian Diamond from women's track, John Murphy from men's swimming, and Herm Schaefer, who played on that first national championship team of Branch McCracken's back in 1940. They'll be inducted November 6th. Induction ceremonies at the Hinkey Hall of Champions. Plenty to talk about on the high school beat, as we detailed earlier this morning. The big one tonight, Bloomington South, Columbus North. Chalk Talk at 6:30 with Coach Mo. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk follows the game at 10 o'clock. Edgewood plays at Cascade. Seniors night for the 16 Northsiders out at Martin Memorial. Bloomington North with another tough test as they host the Southport Cardinals. Tomorrow, cross-country sectional championship run at BNL. We outlined what is up in the other sports, including boys and girls soccer, sectional championships to play for. The Panthers of Kevin Sparks and BNL, 2 o'clock Saturday down in Lawrence County. North and South girls collide at Bloomington North, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Best of luck to Ken Heidinger and the North tennis crew as they will look for a semi-state championship down in Jasper on Saturday at noon in the Conference Indiana Championships. Hopefully a North-South finale here. They'll play at Terre Haute South. North has Perry Meridian, South Drew Franklin Central in the semis.
And Joe, a busy weekend with the high school beat, and the Indiana beat makes for a busy Monday. We'll catch up with you at 7:45 and 8:45. The Colts were on the airwaves last night, and I've always kind of joked about this on the air, but anybody wants to tell you that J.J. Watt's the MVP, if he can't make more than 2 tackles against that Colts offensive line, or not even sack a 40-year-old quarterback, can you stop already, please? The Texans are giving up about 90 points a game, and it's ridiculous. The Colts blocked well. They found running lanes for Frank Gore. four, who ran well, and 40-year-old Matt. No turnovers from 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck. They couldn't put him under any pressure, making smart throws, smart reads. And the thing that stuck out to me the most about this, and I said it last night on Twitter, was that is the best we have seen them use Andre Johnson's skill set to their advantage. Mm-hmm. He was running routes that were productive. He was posting up, for lack of a better term, and they got him the football, Joe. Six catches matches his season total last night, and he scored two touchdowns. So the 32 and above crew did all the scoring for the Colts, and they come away 27-20 winners. Win three in a row. They've won 16 games in the AFC South. Baseball was entertaining yesterday as well. Both road teams win. The Blue Jays are in some problems. They got two of their best players. Who knows if they're even going to play today? Jose Bautista went out with a hamstring injury, and Josh Donaldson might have a concussion. Heck, those are two of the five guys in the American League MVP race.
Really took it to the head on that slide.
Not fun. We got a helmet on, too. That's not.
Well, it's interesting to see how all these games are unfolding, and maybe it bodes well for the Cubs and the Mets as they open up later tonight in their series. All of the road teams have won games so far and postseason play.
Something tells me that will not be a trend that lasts the entire time. Big football game tonight. Chalk Talks at 6:30. You and Coach Mo, Novak and John Callahan will have all the action at 7:00. Cats and dogs for essentially the Conference Indiana Championship. We'll have that for you tonight, plus Bob Lovell Sports Talk afterwards. At President's Cup, if you're an insomniac, it's perfect for you. The Internationals rallying to take 3.5 of the 5 available points overnight. It's 5.5 to 4.5 heading into the double round, which will be late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Foursomes and four balls, and then singles on Saturday night, Sunday morning to see who will be the President's Cup champions. What am I missing, Joe? Let's go racing. Your NASCAR boys are somewhere, aren't they?
Believe it. Yeah, the Sprint Cup boys. This is Chase.
Pour a little ethanol on it.
Chase. We're at Concord, North Carolina, down in Charlotte on Saturday night. We're down to 12. This is race four, and go Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano, and Kyle Busch. That's all I'm going to say
there
right
go.
There.
No left turn or no right turn. Just keep your hands on the wheel. Hey, safe travels to Penn State. Let's talk about that program-altering win on Monday morning, shall we?
We shall. I got a good feel.
So do I.